Sixth parak of Shavuos, seventh Mishnah. Malvis chaver al mashkin. Person lent somebody and he took a mashkin. He took a security to make sure the guy pays back. Vavad a mashkin. He lost the mashkin. So now there's a vikuach. How much money is still owed? He said that I borrowed a seller and this was only worth a shekel, which is a half a seller, which basically means you still owe me a half a seller. The Leiva says, "Look, he had a sale of Yisicha. He loved a sale of Yeshava. It was worth a full value, and since you lost it, you have to pay me back for that, and it cancels that. I don't owe you anything." So basically, the Malva says you owe me 50, and the Leiva says I don't owe you anything. He's potter. Why? Because it's a din of Koyfa Bakol. A person who says he doesn't owe anything does not have to make a Shvur Deraisa. A Shvur Derabanan has to make, but not a Shvur Deraisa. Not even a Shvur Samishnah. Sell Yisicha Lo V'Shekel Lo Yeshav. He says I borrowed a seller and it was worth a half a seller. It was worth a shekel and maybe you still owe me. I said, this is the Logan talking. He said, no, the mouth is talking. The self is here, love, the shekel or yeshava. I lent you a seller, and this is worth a shekel, so you still owe me a shekel. He says, it's worth three quarters of a seller. So basically, he's admitting that he does owe a half of the claim. Then he has to pay because that's the way that mixes with Chayyab Shavuah. Sell the Sani Allah, Vishtaima Yeshava. The Leiva says that this is worth, that security is worth twice as much as the loan itself, and you lost it. Now you owe me, the mouth owes me, a seller. He says it was worth, the Malva says it was worth the same amount as the loan, therefore I owe you zero. So potter, that's the rule. If he says I owe you nothing, that's koifa bakolin's potter from a shvua. But the Leiva said that the security that you lost is worth twice the halva, so you owe me now a seller. It's true I lent you a seller, but chamisha dinar yeshava, it was just worth a little more than a seller, then he's chayiv. Who swears? The one who has the pikadon in Shem Yishava Zev, Yoytele as a pikadon. Maybe the Loivu will swear, and after he swears, the Malvu will take out the pikadon. Now, the Gemara discusses that there is such a thing called the Shvur Sheni Beshusa, that even if the If we make the Malva swear first that he doesn't have the pikadon, then that would solve this problem. And then we could have the Lova swear how much it was worth. But so the Ravashi in the Gemara Met says, what the Mishnah over here means to say is that the Malva swears first. And afterwards the Lova could swear. But yes, the first, the Malva has to swear first to verify that the pikadon is not around.